You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, and it's time for Erk FM episode 153, Emotional Juice. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 153 of Erk FM, down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. We have a great selection of music. Some might call it a bit emo when you think of the titles from Juice Management and Promotion. And let's start it off with Snide Rhythms and their song People Pleaser. I aim to please here on Erk FM.
Thank you.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
I love Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio Australia!
Hell yeah!
Keep it rock.
Australia.insomniaradio.net.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
You're listening to episode 153 of IRC FM, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. This episode is 153, and I've decided to call it Emotional Juice. Mainly because Juice Management and Promotion are bringing you almost the entire episode, and if you look at the song titles, there could be some sort of hidden meaning. The last artist you just heard there was Mary Spender. She is based in Bristol, in England, and she's being compared to the likes of KT Tunstall and Debbie Harry. Her guitar skills to John Mayer and Joni Mitchell. Mary Spender is fast gaining a worldwide audience, having already received exposure on a number of BBC radio stations, as well as an interview on a major Greece radio station. Having performed at a number of festivals, including the Lama Tree Festival Big Top and at a large number of venues throughout the USA. It is likely that you'll be hearing a lot more from Mary Spender in the future following the release of her two new tracks, Dear John and Denmark Street, which you can get from iTunes and all the other major downloady places. And the song that we heard there from Mary was Denmark Street, which is quite appropriate because considering that I am going to the UK and I'm also going to Denmark, so I thought I'd include it there. Prior to Mary, we heard from Art Maid with their song called Never Again, and they're based in Sweden. Now, that's not the only reason why I picked them. I probably would have played them anyway. But wow, they're based in Sweden, so I know another Swedish artist. And indeed, I will be going to a Swedish music festival, which will be rather cool as well. I had to change a couple of plans to make sure that I actually fit into this music festival, but it's going to be absolutely awesome as well. Karen from Fielderheart's really looking after me. And the music festival contains a couple of well-known Swedish artists that I'll be able to see. The festival is called the Bill Davies Festival. And so that will be held on Saturday the 23rd of July, which was the time that I'd be was basically going to be arriving from Stockholm into Finland, into Helsinki. But once I found that out, I changed my ferry trip, and I will be there on Saturday the 23rd of July. A Swedish music festival. Can't wait. It is going to be awesome. So let me tell you about Art Maid. Since their formation in the year 2000 and six albums down the line, Art Maid have been moving from strength to strength, which recently culminated in the band reaching number one in the Swedish iTunes rock chart with their single Never Again, which is the one that we just heard. The exposure that they have received through their hit has since seen their music featured in a number of films and TV shows, including the series Brewmasters on the Discovery Channel, which has so far resulted in five of their tracks being used on the show. And so that is quite cool. Anywho, before Art Maid to open up the show, we heard from Snide Rhythms, who are a punk band from Edinburgh in Scotland, and I'll also be there as well. According to their bio, little is known about Snide Rhythms at the moment, although they are gradually gaining a name for themselves on the Scottish music scene through a number of gigs being performed there. The band have recently released their double A-side single People Pleaser, which is the song that we heard, and also I Can't Keep Up, which has already received critical reviews, being quoted as being bold and brazen post-funk hustles. And of course, like all of the artists, you can go to the links on the show notes, IrkFM 153, and find out more about them, listen to some more of their music, watch some videos, buy some merch. And if you happen to be going through where they are, or live where they are, you might be able to go and see them perform live. This is IrkFM.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by IrkFM. Oh, my God.
Channel IrK presents A Moment in Time, Dateline Sydney, Thursday, 1st April 2010. The streets of Sydney can be a dangerous place and not the one for a woman. Go behind the scenes and meet five Sydney women battling to do their best in a male-dominated role. Will they go home at the end of the day? Tune in and find out. Audiobooks.com, amomentintimenovel.com.
This is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to ERK FM. Listen to me on christianjackson.com. If you want to listen to me on christianjackson.com, yeah, christianjackson.com. Am I drunk?
Take the plane to see you. Like a knight that lost his sword, would have felt as much worse without you. Pick up the phone, I won't talk long. So hard for you. Oh,
is Emma Dean from www.emmadean.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Pride. I hate the way you look at me for innocence or pride. Maintain this pain, just keep it all inside. My innocence is shining and my acting is sublime. Amazed by all the rest of us, take your time and choose the best of us for your innocence or pride. Your innocence or pride. Amazed by all the rest of us, take your time and choose the best of us for your innocence or pride.
I'm innocence of pride.
Down, but I will not be found. Erase this place. No, I won't leave a trace. I'll pay a visit soon enough to mess up your sick face. Just wait till late. No, I won't do this time. I'll break free when you're sleeping, cause my timing is sublime. Amazed by all the rest of us, take your time and choose the best of us for your innocence of pride. Your innocence of pride. Amazed by all the rest of us, take your time and choose the best of us for your took my pride away. And when you scream, and when you pray, that's when my life starts to fall back in place. So this is it, I'm back to play. This is for when you took my pride away. And when you scream, and when you pray, that's when my life starts to fall back in place. By all the rest of us, take your time and choose the best of us for your innocence of pride. Your innocence of pride. Amazed by all the rest of us, take your time and choose the best of us for your innocence of pride.
I'm innocence of pride.
Amazed by all the rest of us, take your time and choose the best of us for your innocence of pride. Your innocence of pride. Amazed by all the rest of us, take your time and choose the best of us for your innocence of pride.
You're listening to episode 153 of IRC FM, and the tune that you just heard there was by Emphony, who are based in Manchester, taking their name from a line that actor Will Smith used on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Emphony was born. Since then, the band have not looked back and have been creating a huge buzz on the Manchester music scene. On the release of their new EP, Mr. Nightmare, which is available to purchase on iTunes and all the other major downloady sites, they have been invited to perform at the Fuse Uploaded Festival at the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London. Asked to represent the youth of Manchester in the Manchester Procession, which involved performing to over 20,000 people lining the streets of the city from a moving stage, as well as being handpicked by various industry scouts to appear at several large showcase events. They have received exposure on a number of BBC and local radio stations. They have appeared on the Jeremy Kyle TV show, and they also have a heavy gig schedule. That was Emphany from Manchester in the UK, and the song that we just heard there was called Innocent. Before that song called Innocent, we heard a song called I Won't Give Up by Spleen Poetry. Spleen Poetry are based in Edinburgh in Scotland. They really need an IR Edinburgh, I think. Who do I know up there? Let me think. Taking their name from French poet Charles Baudelaire's description of spleen being melancholy and bad humour, the band decided that this described their lyrics and music perfectly, so Spleen Poetry was born. Since their formation in 2005, they went on to release an album titled What If, which has been quoted as having songs gifted of a very own melodic progressive atmosphere. The interest from this album saw tracks being featured on a number of radio stations around Europe, including their home country of Portugal. So they might actually be Portuguese, but currently based in Edinburgh. Okay, I get it. UK, Germany, France, and Italy. Since moving to Edinburgh, I should have read ahead, Spleen Poetry have begun recording new material marked by the release of their new single, I Won't Give Up, which is what we just heard. And of course, you can go to their website, find out about more upcoming gigs and how to download their album, etc, etc. Prior to Spleen Poetry, we heard from The Junkhouse, who are based in Brighton in England. They were previously called a Papa Gaucho, but soon changed their name to The Junkhouse, which seemed more suited to their music in not a too derogatory way. The three-piece band have gone on to create a huge buzz about their music on their local gig scene through radio exposure and performances at the Brighton Live Festival. Having their music described as being a collection of old and inspiring creations that are yearning to be reborn into a new and fresh experience, of course you can find out more about them by going to their website and all the usual downloady places. So that, my friends, was The Junkhouse, and we're going to keep the music happening right now. This is Steve Linforth with Emotion.
Yeah! Hi, I'm Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Urk FM. You can catch Emotus on www.myspace.com/Emotus. And our album, Smokescreen, is out at the moment on iTunes, available for download and digital distribution, with a hard copy due out in June, July this year.
This is Dave Evans on Urk FM. This station rocks! We'll be right back.
listening to the things you tell me, and all the games that we've been playing. This time I think it's just second guessing. Maybe it's too late to save your face. City sleepers on their midnight trains, just going about their daily business. It's no different from you and me. Also empty and in distant places. And if you're lonely, you don't have to be that way. And I don't need anyone to tell me what you're thinking. And if you're feeling just the same, these all are yesterdays. I can never tell just what you're thinking, 'cause the people these days are only dreaming. Maybe it's time to wave goodbye to everything that happened today. And if you're lonely, you don't have to be that way. And I don't need anyone to tell me what you're thinking. And if you're feeling just the same, these all are yesterdays. Just the same, these are all our yesterdays. All our yesterdays.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
You're listening to IRC FM, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. Not long to go now before I head off to Europe. I was having a look at some of the details of the Swedish Music Festival that I was talking a bit about earlier while I was listening to those songs. So many highlights coming up. And while I am in Europe, you of course will still be hearing this show down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday, with additional content on Tuesdays. So who did we hear from there? We heard from, that was The Find. We just heard from The Find with their song called Letter Bomb. That was very, very catchy. I think I might have to include that in an earwormy special there somewhere. Letter Bomb, what an awesome song. The Find, they come to us from the UK. They are three very different lads in an indie, heavy and soft rock band from the middle of Great Britain, playing lots of different songs and loving playing gigs all over the world. And so that was The Find. We also heard from The Jewel with their song called Jump. They are based in London. They are described as punk rock, punk and roll no waivers band. What the heck's that? I've got no idea. Formed 10 years ago through the songwriting partnership of Tara Rez and Andy Freem, who began writing together within 30 minutes after they first met, the duo have not looked back since. After initially starting gigging on the dance and club scene supporting the likes of Utah Saints, they laid across their style with punk, creating a psychedelic cyberpunk sound. The change of style saw the duo supporting others such as Buzzcocks, UK Subs and Skank Sanasi, as well as performing at the International Download Awards and the London Tattoo Convention in 2009, not to mention touring a number of countries such as the US, Holland and Spain. They have recently released their new 3-track EP, I'm On To You, and of course you can get that from all the usual downloading places and check out their website for more information. And before that we also heard from Steve Linforth with Emotion. He is based in Redditch in England. After starting music at the age of 8 with a childhood of classical music, playing the cello and the piano, so he's a pianist. The draw of a more exciting music career was too much, so at the age of 15 he began teaching himself the guitar. I know how that feels. Since then, Steve has performed in a number of original and cover bands, which included working on the same bill as the likes of Tony Hadley, Paul Young, Go West and UB40, to name but a small few. In October 2010, Steve finally took the plunge and started writing and recording his own original material for his solo project. The end result is finally the EP, with a new album also due to be completed in the coming months. And so that was Steve Linforth. And now we're going to hear from Raw Deal. Let me tell you a little bit about Raw Deal. I will tell you a little bit about Raw Deal after the song. This is the Raw Deal with their song All Our Yesterdays.
Lonely, you don't have to be that feeling just the same. These all are yesterdays. The same, these all are yesterdays. All are yesterdays.
And that was Raw Deal. Let me give you the deal about Raw Deal. They are an acoustic rock band based in London and England. After meeting at an open mic night, the duo hit it off straight away when singer Giles noticed that guitarist Brett was wearing a Van Halen t-shirt, which happened to be his favourite band. They then went through a succession of names, finally settling for Raw Deal. Due to their experience of band members not showing up and crooked promoters, Raw Deal have gone on since to receive extremely favourable reviews for their new album and have been quoted as having perfectly crafted power pop songs. And so that was Raw Deal. Now we're going to have an Australian double shot coming up right now. We're going to feature Kaitama, who are based in New South Wales, and we have featured them before. They take their name from the Japanese word for spirit of words. Their music has been described as being sweeping, high-gloss epics that really belie the composer's youth. They were soon picked up by one of New York's most popular radio stations. Since then, they went on to become finalists in Europe's 100% Music Songwriting Competition. They appeared at the Kansai Music Conference in Japan, nominated at the Los Angeles Music Awards, and had their video for See You Tonight air on a large number of national TV networks in the US. They have recently released their debut album, or their latest album, Dichotomy, and you can go to their website and find out more about it. After that, we will feature a very local act to me, an act or a band. They're not just any old band that I've seen perform on several occasions, and they never fail to impress. Ill Content, the song that we're going to hear from Ill Content is off their second demo. They're in the process of recording an EP as we speak, and the song that we'll be hearing from Ill Content is called Heroes. But first and foremost, we will hear from Kaitama with their song called See You Tonight. You're listening to Irk FM, down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. Thanks, Foundry Road. Thank you. G'day, I'm Erk from Erk FM and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add some of this? And I mix it with some of this. And I mix it with some of this. And some of this. And some of this.
Wait if you want it, I'll scream out of something. I won't take this, leaving you open for something. No, it's real, no, I believe.
Add all those together and and more, and you will have the latest podcast on Channel IRC. IRC FM Metal Monday, coming in October 2011. So if you like your music hard and you like it with a bit of metal in there, just like Ill Content that we just heard there, IRC FM Metal Monday coming after the Europe trip. Ill Content, they're awesome. I've seen them on a few occasions, and thank you to Ellie, who continues to look after me. Check her out over at thefuzzradiohead.com. And there's also a certain drummer from a certain band who also has a show over there now with a name that I can't even pronounce. So if you want to hear Brad from Foundry Road, he's usually on the Fuzz Radio Thursday nights, Australian time as well. So let's continue with our last song of the episode. We are going to hear from a band, I'm pretty sure I played these guys before as well, called Olo, and they are based in Los Angeles in the US. When three brothers from other mothers and fathers get together, comprising of a film composer, a DJ, and a director of music and arts, Olo was formed. They created a miscellaneous collection of musical works inspired by everything from Black Sabbath to Barry White. They have been receiving rave reviews about their music, helping them to create a huge buzz on the Los Angeles music scene. They have recently released a new album, which is called Living the Dream, and that has been described as having dynamic songs ranging from nylon string sweetness to being sexual and subtle as a sledgehammer. And of course, there's gig dates, more music on their website as well. Click on the links and find out more about all the artists. So the song we're going to close up with tonight is called One Last Goodbye. Seems rather appropriate for the name for the end of an episode. And I'll be back to wrap things up here on IRC FM.
Said to you, I relied on how you said what you said to me. I'm away and you stay. How I miss you, I pray for us every day. I wanna know, has he taken my place? Close your mouth, it's no surprise. Lie to my face for the last time. Let's cut the ties. No more hellos, just one.
So I'm leaving you with one last goodbye. That's my face.
And on that note, I will say goodbye, but not before telling you who we had on Urk FM episode 153. All of our music, with the exception of Ill Content, was supplied by Juice Management and Promotion. A very big thank you to Rob Saunders for continuing to send me some absolutely awesome music. We heard from Snide Rhythms, Art Maid, Mary Spender, The Junk House, Spleen Poetry, Emphany, Steve Linforth, The Jewel, The Find, Raw Deal, Kotama, Ill Content, and Olio. Don't forget to check out the show notes, click on the links, find out more about the artists. Also, don't forget about the Urk FM newsletter, which is called Down the Pipes. It comes down the pipes and into your eyes every Friday after an episode comes out, so you can find out more about what's happening on Urk FM, what's coming up, and needless to say, there is a lot coming up. As I have been pre-recording the Friday episodes that you will hear while I am in Europe, but we will of course have additional music content on Tuesdays, which will be from the Europe trip itself. So thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you again, Rob Saunders, for all of the awesome music, and I will see you next week here on Urk FM. Good, excellent quality indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday with Urk FM Metal Monday coming in October. I'm Urk, thanks for listening. Thank you, Foundry Road, and good night into it. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license, registered in Australia. All music played with direct permission or with various agreements with various music content providers.